Bhagavan. If I don't have you with me, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Bayaya, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe, Eshe O Baba. I believe that is your testimony this morning, particularly Mama Joy William that's marking her birthday. Eshe O Baba, oh, Eshe O Baba. I believe that is a testimony of every one of us here this morning, that if not for Christ, we don't know where our life would have been. If it is not for Jesus, we don't know, where we will have been by this time. Oh yeah, Eshe O Baba. Eshe means thank you. Eshe O Baba. Eshe O Baba. Baba means father. Eshe O Baba. Eshe, Eshe O Baba. Eshe, Eshe O Baba. Eshe O Baba. Eshe O Baba. Eshe, Eshe O Baba. I don't know how far my life will have gone if I don't have you as God. I don't know how far my life will have gone. Oh yeah. If I don't have you as God, so we say, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba. If God is talking about you this morning, let your voice be louder unto him, whatever you may be. Give him 10. Left for your enemy, you wouldn't have been alive this morning. Left for your enemy, you wouldn't be here this morning. Left for your enemy, your family won't be alive this morning. But look at what Jesus has done for you and I. Left for the enemy, I wouldn't have been alive. That I know. Left for the enemy, I wouldn't be here. That I know very well. And I know the same thing with you. Eshe O Baba. Eshe O Baba. Mana Yadaba. Eshe O Baba. Baba, Eshe O Baba, Maya Kaduya Kabaladiada, Beyeko Baladi Suseno, Eshe O Baba, Naragadu, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba, Eshe O Baba. Lift up your voice and praise him. for his hand of protection over your life and family. Lift up your voice and praise him for his hand of protection over your life and family. Nakwadea de Zazalia Tena Bababara. Belendu Shigabala de Biataya. Thank you for his finger in your life. Mene kabiedu zela da baba. Nenu zetua shalaba. I don't know what my life will have been. I don't know how far my life will have gone. I don't even know, what Satan will have done with my life. I don't have you. And this morning I've come to say thank you. Eshe o baba. Eshe o baba. Eshe o baba. Manayana eshe. Remember the time you were faced with death in diverse way, but the Lord rescued your soul. So give him thanks this morning. Abaya nagola dia dabaya dabara eshe o baba. Oh yeah, eshe o baba. Maya ya 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 ya. Ay, 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 ay. Eshe o baba, nani golebira. Eshe o baba. Father, this morning we are grateful. Be glorified. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. We worship you. We worship you. I rejoice. Be glorified. Be glorified. Be lifted up. Be lifted up. We worship you. We worship you. I rejoice. Be glorified. Be glorified. Preserving our life to see January the 12th. Be lifted up. We worship you. We worship you. I rejoice. Unmute your devices this morning and you are going to lift up your voice with me as we say, Father, I praise you for sustaining my life and that of my family
from
the beginning of this year up to this very moment. Thank you for not leaving us at the end of the enemy. Go ahead and make that a prayer. I know we are more than 20. I know we were more than 20. Lift up your voice wherever you may be. Lift your voice this morning. I'm a young coach. I thank you, my Father, for preserving my life, my family from the beginning of this year.
Father, in
I am grateful. You did not leave me at my household at the hands of our enemies. You did not leave us at the mercy of the enemy. We are grateful. We are grateful. Somebody thankful this morning. Somebody thankful this morning. Somebody grateful this morning. Is somebody grateful this morning? Is somebody grateful this morning? God did not leave you at the mercy of your enemy. It is enough to praise this morning. It is enough to thank you this morning. It is enough to adore him. It is enough to adore him this morning. It is enough to thank him this morning for your family member that the Lord preserved. Give God thanks this morning. The Lord, I am grateful.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the King of the Lord. Thank you for what you
are doing. At the hands of their enemy. Do not leave my wife at the hands of our enemy.
Thank you
did
so
not leave my brother at the hands of his enemy. He did not leave me at the hands of my enemy. He did not leave my brother at the hands of our enemy. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh,
Lord, I praise you that you did not leave me at my household. You be all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
This morning, Satan asked me a question. He said, what do I think? What do I think God is thinking about me? And God said that I love you. You are going to lift up your voice this morning. You are going to say, Father, I thank you.
I thank you.
And unseen battles that you have won for me. Make that your prayer this morning. And I said the same thing to you. God loves you. No matter where you are, who you are, what you have accomplished, what you have done, when no matter your age, your height, anything about you, I want you to know very clearly this morning, God loves you dearly. He loves you dearly. He loves you dearly. Lift up your voice this morning. Say, Father, I thank you. In an unseen battle, you are one for me. I am grateful this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
I want you to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
You are loved by God. You are loved by God. Let that register in your heart. Your next line of prayer is from John 10:10. Please turn your Bible with me to John 10:10. John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. And we are going to read it together. John 10:10. John 10:10. John chapter 10, verse 10. If you are there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, one to go. The thief cometh
to steal and to kill and to destroy.
I am coming that they might be alive, and that they might have it more abundantly.
More abundantly. Amen. You are going to pray and say, Father. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of hell, my soul, that agenda will not prosper. And I make that a prayer.
Satan
is your adversary. Your brother, your sisters are not your adversary. It is not your brother. It's not that your neighbor that is your enemy. Your real enemy is the devil. Your real enemy is the devil. Lift up the voice. See what the Bible says.
Every evil agenda,
Jesus, I have come that you may have life, and life in abundance. Lord, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Mayande Gushalabara, that you will not leave my soul at the end of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
We are going to pray for his daughter this morning, who's marking her birthday, Mama Joy Willem. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, We praise your name for the life of your daughter. Thank you for preserving our life. Thank you for preserving our children. Thank you for preserving our family. Please don't leave her at the mercy of our enemy. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, Lord Father.
In the name of Jesus. The church of God is a family. Families pray for one another. I thank you for adding another year to the life of your daughter today. We are grateful, Father, for sustaining her life. We are grateful for protecting her and her children, and her family members. We thank you for your grace and mercy for your daughter, who is like on today, by the Alpha and Omega, for the ancient of days. I thank you in Jesus' name. We are free.
Amen.
Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
Some of us are trying. Some of us are trying, no doubt. But the way some of us are praying, your neighborhood is not even feeling the heat of your prayer. Your neighborhood, they are not feeling it. The Bible said they are supposed to pray, and the whole place was shaking. They prayed to the point the whole place was vibrating. So I want you to pray with intensity. Now, your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every good thing that Satan has stolen from my life, every good thing that Satan has stolen from my family, let there be full restoration today. Every good thing that Satan has stolen from my life, let there be full restoration today. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Going to pray and say, my Father.
My Father.
This next prayer point is for you. Are praying for your brethren in the church. You're praying for the church. There's one of our sister who is having challenge with her health, and her son is also having challenge with his health. We are going to pray for her, and as many who may be having challenge with their health, you are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
You are the giver of abundant life.
Yeah,
arise and
life.
Grant your daughter abundant life. And our son, in the name of Jesus. And everyone that is afflicted in our midst, go ahead and make that prayer.
Arise, my Father, Lord Father.
Lord, you are the giver of abundant life. For your daughter, Lord Jesus, give her abundant life. Let mercy speak on our behalf. Let mercy speak on behalf of us. Our entire household in the name of Jesus. You are victorious. Yes, I am victorious. Who has given us victory? We are victorious. Yes, we are victorious. Who has given us victory? In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Pastor, you are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
Today.
Today.
This month. This year. And for the rest of my life.
And for the rest of my life
did not fulfill the agenda of the enemy. Go ahead and make it your prayer in the name of Jesus. The life of your family, the life of your husband, the life of your wife, the life of your parents, the life of your grandchildren, not fulfill the vision of the devil. In the name of Jesus, he's a roaring lion. He's looking for you to find us.
In the name of Jesus,
amen. So that God has answered your prayer, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
Father, this morning we are confident that you have answered our prayer. Thank you, because this revival hour was not ordained by man. You ordained it yourself. And I'm grateful, Lord Jesus, for guiding us together to pray unto you every morning. And we thank you for years of your greatness, of your mercy and faithfulness. We thank you for all the healings, your word, answers, prayer, encounter, reviving our body, soul, and spirit every morning, getting us ready for a glorious day and for victory. This morning, all prayer that I've been offered, even concerning the day two of the ongoing prayer and fasting, every prayer offered in your ear, I thank you because you have turned them to testimony. Lord, take over the sleep of play. Make it done. Word that proceed. You have always been faithful, Lord Jesus, to bringing them to pass. Yet do it again, not for me, but for your name's sake. And let the glory go back to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And if we go, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Household, we'll say our covenant greetings together. 2024, my year of glorious manifestations.
I will manifest God's
power.
God's manifest glory and God's wonders.
All nations of the earth.
In holiness and in divine health.
As he declares, so it shall be unto you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Keep saying it, and it will happen. Keep saying it. Turn your Bible with me to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. God has been exhorting us from his word on the subject, the overcomer's life. The overcomer's life. Jesus Christ, he stated very clearly. He said, who is he that overcome the world? But he that believe in Jesus Christ, he that believe in him. Who is he that overcome the world? Even our faith. So believing in Jesus Christ already give you that victory over the world. Now we'll move on, we'll press on in that. To living the overcomer's life, we understand, one, you must understand what Christ has done for you. He has won, he has defeated your enemies already, the devil. Number two is, now Romans chapter 8, I read from verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, if God be for me, no one can be against me. No one. If God be for me, if God be for me, no one can be against me. No one. If God be for me, if God be for me. No one can be against me. No one. All things are working for my good. Because I love God. Because he loves me. Because I obtained my sin. Oh, yeah. All things are working for my good. Because I love God, because he loves me, because I obtain mercy. So what shall we then say to this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spare not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? So Jesus Christ is interceding for you as we speak now. He's interceding for me as I speak now. So then let that register in your heart. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depths, nor any other creature shall be able to do what? Separate us from the love of God, which is what? In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Can you see everything is rooted in Christ Jesus? Living the overcomer's life requires carrying the presence of God. Be a carrier of the presence of God. Now, the overcomer's life is not one that is void of battles. Please don't have the mistake that when you become born again, you are free from battle. I will tell you clearly, the only thing that frees you from battle is death. And you will not die, you will live. I will not die, I will live. In the name of Jesus, is death. Death. When you are out of this world, that's when you are free from battle. Have you observed that when a little baby, when a child is born, what is his natural response? Is cry. Begin to cry. I mean, that's a child that has not, the child is even doesn't even know his daddy and mommy. Yeah, he just trying to get to know people around him. But yet, the first thing a child does is to cry. What does that tell you? Life itself comes with battle. But the good news is this, is that but the one that every battle is that you have the mindset that every battle that may come your way, you have overcome. That's what the Bible said. What shall we then say to this thing? If God be for me, who can be against me? That's one of our songs. If God be for you, who can be against you? No one can be against you. All things are working together for your good. God loves you. Now, the Bible went on by saying, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So you are an overcomer. You are living the life of an overcomer for as long as you are born again. But keep in mind, that does not exonerate you from battles. That does not exempt you from battles. In fact, the fact that you identify as a child of God qualifies you for another set of battles. Remember, Jesus Christ said something to us. He said, in this world, did he say we are going to be loved? I'm not sure you are reading your Bible very well. Did he say you are going to be loved? He didn't say you'll be loved in this world. He said you'll be hated. Jesus told us clearly. He said, in this world, people will hate you for who? For my sake. So don't think that being a child of God, being born again, you are free from battles. The good news is this. Christ has won all the battles ahead. You are only walking into victory. I pray for you this morning you will not lose the presence of God in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for you, every battle that may be in front of you, you are victorious in the name of Jesus. Brethren, I want to admonish you as we pray. Please and please don't let anything separate you from the love of Christ. Don't let tribulation that you are going through right now separate you from the love of Christ. Don't let distress, challenges in your life separate from the love of Christ. Don't let the way people are persecuting you from the left to the right make you to give up. No, no. Don't let famine, maybe food, water, clothes, money, shelter, don't let it separate you from the love of Christ. Look at the next, he said nakedness, talking about shelter. And then he said peril, friars. Maybe the challenges you are going through right now that maybe probably no one else knows except you and God. Don't let it separate you. God loves you. He still loves you. And in the midst of that, your trials and peril is there with you. Now, our sword. Now, I want you to know that neither death, neither principalities, neither angels, neither power, neither things present, neither things to come, neither height, neither depth, nothing should separate you and I from the love of Christ. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, I thank you for loving me so much. And I thank you for sending your word unto me. Go ahead and pray this morning. And your next prayer point will be, Lord, nothing will separate me from your love. Nothing will separate me. You loved me. Nothing will separate me. We are living the life of the overcomer. Remember, always keep in mind, the life of the overcomer doesn't mean that it's void of battles. It will come from left to right, but the good news is that we are victorious already. That's the good news, because of him that loved us, Jesus Christ. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. I want to raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' most powerful name, I have prayed. Lord, as many that pray this prayer, please forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to unmute your device. If you have prayed that prayer, do well to send your details to Brother Joseph. We have believers class coming up next week, Monday. You are going to pray this next prayer and unmute your device. And please, and please, and please, I plead with you to listen to this. When you feel like giving up in life, know, keep in mind that Satan is after. When you feel like giving up in the midst of your blessings, you are close to your breakthrough, know that Satan is after. That's the time to pray. When you feel like, so don't feel like, don't feel like. So you are going to pray and say, Father, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
thank you, because nothing shall separate me from your love.
Tribulation shall not separate me.
Distress shall not separate me.
Affliction
shall not separate me. Famine shall not separate me. Nakedness shall not separate me. Prayer of sorrow shall not separate me. Go ahead, make that prayer that the Lord, I will stand strong in you. I will stand strong. That means you will not bend to the demand of the devil. And they got all of them is the I will not stand to the evil voices of the devil. Make that your prayer this morning. I will not yield even to what the enemy is saying in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because nothing shall separate me. I refuse to be separated. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I want you, if you are with your family, I want you to hold your hand. Just find somebody to hold. My dear, you can join me here. Just hold somebody as we pray. Hold somebody. Tell him that you love him. Lift your heads together. And praise God. Everybody say, oh, Abba. Oh yeah, hallelujah. I love you. Lift your hands together and praise. Everybody say, oh, oh yeah, hallelujah. I love you. Lift your hands together and praise. This morning, Father, we lift up our hands together and we thank you for what you have done. Lord, I pray for everyone here this morning who might be going through tribulations, persecution from men, crisis, famine, peril, sword, trials, temptation, challenges. I ask this morning, Father, as our hands are held together and lifted up, Lord Jesus, arise and deliver your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. You are victorious in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not bend. You will not yield to the negative voice of the devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. Every agenda of hell over your life is canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, every weapon of fashion against you, it will not stand. I pray for you. You began this year well. You will finish well.
Amen.
All your prayer requests are turned to testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Wisdom to come out of that situation. Receive now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are sick, having challenges in their health, be healed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Everyone suffering from one crisis or the other, I command that evil storm to cease now in the name of Jesus. Contrary wind, I command it to go back to the center in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you. You are more than the conqueror through him that loves you. By the time we get in the evening, you'll be singing a new song.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
God's goodness and mercy shall follow all the days
of my life.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Give it to your neighbor. Surely
God's goodness and mercy shall follow
you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord
forever.
Amen. I want you to declare it boldly. God is with me.
God is with me.
And I am more than a conqueror.
I am more than a conqueror.
Is my portion in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Don't forget Holy Ghost service tonight. Don't miss it. We have been seeing God moving in mighty way in our midst. Don't miss it. Come in person. Invite your neighbor. Invite your friend.